True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Thursday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The Minneapolis City Council votes to pause the development of a community safety training and wellness center. St. Paul settles with the family of a teenager who was shot and critically injured by a city employee. And insurance rates for homeowners and drivers are on the rise in Minnesota. But first, President Trump again lashing out against Minnesota's Somali population.
They come to our country, low IQs, and they rob us blind. Stupid people. And they rob us blind because we have crooked politicians and we have dirty cops. The attorney general is a dirty cop. It's my opinion. It's only my opinion. And something should be done about him.
The president referring to Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, who has been critical of the president in the past. Earlier this week, a lawsuit was filed against the federal government over Somali asylum seekers who have had their hearings fast-tracked to the point that attorneys say they've had no time to prepare cases. The Minneapolis City Council decides to indefinitely pause the development of a community safety training and wellness center for police, firefighters, and emergency staff, saying there are bigger priorities right now. The vote sends a proposed $6 million land purchase back to city staff for further review. A council vote to override Mayor Jacob Frey's veto of an eviction protection ordinance failed. The ordinance would have doubled the pre-eviction notice from 30 to 60 days in order to help those who suffered a loss to their income during Operation Metro Search. The mayor says he's in favor of $1 million that would be used directly for rental assistance to support those who have fallen behind. That council meeting also went a little off the rails today. It happened during a tense debate over a resolution to support a resident-led delegation traveling to Europe to lobby against ICE. Councilmember Aurin Chowdhury.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it's not hurtful when I'm talking and people are laughing and making remarks. Maybe it's not on this specific one, but it happens constantly. When I'm chairing a meeting and someone calls me a child and I'm just doing a direct quote.
Councilmember Latricia Vitaw.
That was said was one conversation
we
at a time.
We get to vote the way that we want to, and she doesn't get to monitor what I say and how I say.
After a series of personal clashes over meeting decorum, the council entered a recess. Later on, the motion was passed. The city of St. Paul has reached a $9.5 million settlement with the family of a teenager who was shot and critically injured by an employee at a city recreation center in 2023.
Xavier Binford Jr. is serving over 10 years for shooting then 16-year-old Javon Turner at the Jimmy Lee Recreation Center. Turner's family sued the city, claiming Binford had not been punished for punching a visitor at a different community center, then threatening to shoot another visitor at the rec center. Turner's family said during Binford's sentencing that Turner lives with permanent brain damage and suffers violent seizures regularly. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Insurance rates for homeowners and drivers are on the rise in Minnesota.
Severe weather is the main culprit for rising homeowners insurance. Aaron Cockling with the Insurance Federation of Minnesota.
A dramatic rise in severe convective storms leading to significantly increased wind and hail activity, which is causing significantly more damage. There has to be an increase in premium to be able to pay those increased losses.
Car insurance is a little trickier.
As a result of tariffs and other things, the price of auto parts increasing as the cost of vehicles have gone up. Obviously, the cost of repairing those vehicles is going up right with that.
And that's just one piece to the puzzle, which includes more crashes due to snowy and icy roads and people driving at higher speeds. Ari Bergeron, News Talk, 830 WCCO.
A bill working its way through the Minnesota House looks to establish strict requirements for social media companies when it comes to minors who use their platforms. It includes things like age monitoring and verification for social media platforms and parental approval for underage users. Republican Representative Peggy Scott.
I can't think of another product for which teens sign a contract, especially one which takes on average 20% of their day. When teens enter into this contract, the platforms monetize and sell the minors' data to other platforms for targeted commercial advertising.
In addition to age verification, social media companies would do away with addictive features, such as showing the number of likes and infinite scrolling for minor accounts. If you're heading out to the No Kings rally on Saturday, keep in mind, so are thousands of others. Drew Kerr with Metro Transit says they're fully prepared for the event.
We will have 3-car trains out on the light rail system so that there's extra capacity. We will also have more buses out on the system and, of course, people at points along the way for those who are looking for directions, needing help purchasing fares, those sort of things, and managing the crowds as well.
Kerr says to purchase your fare in advance and have patience as there may be delays and detours, especially with numerous street closures in St. Paul. He says you can also check the City of St. Paul website or the Metro Transit website for alerts and updates. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com. or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.